Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today's episode features an interview with a park ranger with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers project near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, who talks about work camping opportunities in one of the prettiest places in America. Today's episode is brought to you by Work Camper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, Work Camper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original source for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with the community of work campers, and peruse resources compiled by experts who have enjoyed the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, then a diamond or platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of Work Camper News behind you. Andrew Huddleston has been working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers since 2012 when he was still a college student. Today, he oversees the recreation opportunity at Albany Falls, Idaho. The dam the Corps built in the mid-1950s created one of the largest and deepest lakes in America. The project includes four campgrounds along the Pendere River. They've been using paid park attendance for about 40 years, but this year they're switching to a volunteer workforce, which creates opportunities for campers to spend time in the Pacific Northwest. Andrew plans to expand the volunteer opportunities in 2022, as well by utilizing them in several other recreation areas near the dam. Work campers serve as park attendants, which means they greet visitors to the park, help them check into their campsites, clean up the bathrooms, and help with clerical duties at the office. Volunteers are expected to donate 24 hours of time per couple in exchange for a full hookup RV site, very close to the Washington and Idaho border. Each person doesn't have to put in 24 hours. That's just the expectation each set of volunteers have, and they can divide that schedule however they wish to meet the commitment. The jobs start in April and continue through November, at which time the park is winterized. Volunteers also get use of a golf cart to drive around the campground to greet campers and interact with them throughout the day as they go about checking things off their to-do lists. To provide more details about the job and what you can do to apply, please welcome Andrew Huddleston, a park ranger with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers project at Albany Falls, Idaho. Thanks for joining me today, Andrew. I really appreciate it. How long have you been with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers?
I've been with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers since 2012. I started as an interpretive student and been working here at the Albany Falls Dam since then.
Okay. And where is this located?
The Albany Falls Dam is located in North Idaho, just north of Coeur d'Alene and about an hour outside of Spokane, Washington.
Okay, so it's a very pretty part of the country, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very beautiful up here.
And how long has that project been around?
The project here began construction or finished construction in 1955, and we've been in operation since then. Our recreation opportunities have been around since around 1976, and we've since then, past 25 years or so, we've actually been using park attendance. Back in the 70s and through the 80s, we actually used single-wide trailers and park rangers to man the parks. And now we're switching from contracted park attendance to more of a volunteer staff. So super excited about this opportunity.
Sure. Now, you mentioned recreation activities starting. Now, in that part of the country, fishing is really big, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. It's a huge economy stimulator, and it brings in folks from all over the nation to fish for kokanee or some of the trout that are up in the the Upper Creeks and Priest Lake area. Priest River is also a great fishery, and the Ponderay has pretty much any fish you can think of is in the Ponderay River.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you offer a campground as well?
We do. We manage four campgrounds along the Ponderay River, and that's Albany Cove here in Old Town. It's right across the river from the dam, actually. Priest River Recreation Area, which is in Priest River. Springy Point Recreation Area, which is in Sandpoint, Idaho. And then our Riley Creek Recreation Area, which is in Laclede, Idaho. And all four of those campgrounds are on the water, have swim areas. All the park attendant sites have full hookups, and we offer camping and day use at all those recreation areas. And in addition to that, we also manage around 21 different properties along the Ponderay and on the Lake Ponderay itself.
And what do you mean by that?
So different management of properties would be wildlife management areas that we outgrant to the Idaho Fish and Game, or properties that when the dam was put in, there's all these different properties that we purchased for flood easement, or purchased for recreation, whatever that was. And we manage those properties today, whether it's timber management or rebuilding islands like we are out at the Clark Fork Drift Yard up in Clark Fork, working with different partners to manage those lands.
Okay. Now, are these lands that the work campers would be involved in as well?
The primary lands that the work campers would be involved in would be one of our four recreation areas. There's always the possibility for our work campers to volunteer and do plantings on bank jobs, or go out and do some brush clearing on some of these properties. We're always looking for different opportunities for volunteers. Since we're implementing volunteers new this year, our mind is open as far as what we're going to be allowing those volunteers to do, and really not going to hold them back on too much within reason. But their primary duties would be in the recreation areas.
So all the positions are volunteer. There aren't any paid jobs at this time.
Correct. We are transitioning from paid park attendant positions to volunteers. From my experience working with volunteers working with park attendants since 2012, and now phasing into volunteers this year, just talking with the volunteers that we did with the interview process to hire them on for the next 2021 recreation season, it seems like a whole different attitude, I want to say, and group of people. They're all very excited to come out, and we are very excited to have them out. And really looking forward to the next recreation season.
Very good. What are some of the typical jobs that the work campers do?
So typical jobs right now for our park attendants, we just are bringing on three volunteers for the Priest River Recreation Area. We're going to do kind of a phase approach. So this year's going to be Priest River, switching all volunteers. And then 2022, we're going to be switching from park attendants to volunteers at the Springy Point Recreation Area and Albany Cove Recreation Area, which would bring us up to 9 sets of volunteers total. But we're just bringing on 4 sets, 3 at Priest River and 1 at the Cove, as like a security volunteer and general maintenance and different ranger duties at the Cove. But at Priest River, we're primarily using them as park attendants, which includes like meeting and greeting visitors in the campground, using the Recreation One Stop reservation system to help folks check in, and cleaning sites, bathrooms to a satisfactory condition. And I mean, we're always looking for different task forms. So if they have a background in landscaping, or they have a background in computer work, GIS, anything like that, we are definitely open to let them kind of run with those duties as well.
How long have you folks been using work campers?
So we've been, to my knowledge, we've been using work camper. The previous ranger who used to run all the park attendants, I think she was here for close to 25 years doing this. And I believe she ran an ad on work camper every year. And that kind of brought in the the bulk of our park attendance, but she did it for so long, it was kind of word of mouth for her. So she had a pool of people that she would kind of pick from. But we've since then, since she's retired, we've been using Work Camper to advertise for our volunteers. And I believe we've used them in the past for park attendance as well.
And how many hours do they typically work?
So we are asking the volunteers to work 24 hours per week. At Priest River Recreation Area in 2021, we will be bringing on three sets of volunteers. So each set will work 24 hours and kind of stagger their schedule so that there's always somebody, there's always a couple of volunteers on, but they're not feeling like they're overworked by any means. That's what we want to avoid. But and in return for that, they get a full hookup site, water, sewer, electric. They get a laundry service and the pipe chase. There are showers available to the camping public, but at the same time, that's we do charge for those, just 25 cents for 5 minutes. Not anything too crazy, mm-hmm. But
okay. And the work campers get the showers, use of the showers free. Well, they probably wouldn't need one because they have their own RV, right? You would hope they have a shower.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They probably don't even, our park attendants in the past don't use them just because they have all the amenities in their RV itself. And we have full hookups at the site. So
are these seasonal or year round?
These are seasonal. So we'd love to have them year round, but like right now it's snowing and we have a winter advisory report until about 7 tonight. So from right around November until March, we close all the parks down and winterize them, close them down, and the park attendants go either to their winter locations or they go back home or wherever they're from. And we bring everyone back from April to October. And our season runs from mid-May to mid-September is when our parks are open. So that's, we like to get them here early so that they have time to kind of settle in. We get them all their training, and then they can kind of go home whenever they feel is necessary. But the snow is just, it kind of puts a damper on the whole year-round concept.
Okay. And you said that they're working about 24 hours a week. And is that mm-hmm. per volunteer? So if there's a couple, you're expecting 24 from each or 24 from each campsite?
We're expecting 24 hours from each volunteer couple. So we are accepting volunteers, just singles, but we prefer couples just because the nature of the job and the work that's involved. We prefer to have two people doing it, but it's very doable with one person as well. Just a little bit extra lifting, but it is 24 hours per couple, not per individual. Yeah.
Okay. And they're not working 24 hours at a time. It's not like somebody's on duty all day, every day, right? It's just basically during special hours. Yeah.
Right. So it's a typical day. You're looking at waking up, opening the gate at 7, having your coffee, having your breakfast. Maybe you pop into the bathroom and check and make sure everything is good to go there. Drive through the campground. We provide a golf cart. So you drive around the campground, your golf cart, say good morning to everyone. Then you head back, tinker around. And there's this space in the day that maybe you have some downtime. If you want to do some landscaping, if you want to do some mowing, or, I mean, endless possibilities for what they may want to do. As long as they're clocking their hours and kind of checking the boxes on just a few number of duties that we've assigned, we're okay with them kind of just taking it easy and making sure those things get done. But ultimately, they're just enjoying their stay and enjoying interacting with the public.
Okay. I know that I've talked with several other people who are managing the Army Corps of Engineers sites, and they have independent contractors come in to clean the bathrooms and clean the fire pits and things like that. Is that the same case at your project?
No. So our biggest campground is Riley Creek Campground, and it is a 67 site campground. So the one that we're switching the volunteers for the 2021 recreation season is a 20 site campground, and the bathrooms, we did consider going contracting for cleaning the bathrooms, but we decided to let the volunteers take care of that. And if there's an issue, we're right there on site to help them. We're kind of an extension of them. So if there's an issue in the park or they need help cleaning the bathroom or something's broken in the bathroom, our maintenance, we have a fantastic maintenance staff that will go in there and help them with that. So we're really leaning on them to kind of be the on-site manager of the park. And then we come in when there's an issue, minor or major.
And they're not doing any like law enforcement kind of activities, right? They're
No.
not the enforcers of the rules. They're the educators. If they have a problem, they pick up the phone and call a ranger.
Absolutely. Yep. Observe and report is what we stress to them, is that we don't want you putting yourself in harm's way. That's what we're here for. The ranger staff will come and take care of any issues that come up that can't be handled with just a friendly reminder. And if we can't handle it, we have a contract with local law enforcement and we'll bring them in as well if things get too serious.
Okay, that's fair enough. So it is more of a relaxing, help everybody have a good time kind of job.
Exactly, yep.
Okay, and how many work campers are you expecting to hire for 2021?
So for 2021, we've actually gone through the process. We had 18 applicants, and that's 18 couples. Those applications came in, some through work campers, some through volunteer.gov. And we actually already, I think a few weeks ago, we just hired our fourth set of volunteers. So we are completely booked and full for the summer of 2021, which was four sets of volunteers, eight volunteers total. And for 2022, we are phasing two more campgrounds into the paid park attendant to volunteer, and we'll be ramping up from four sets to nine sets of volunteers. So depending on who comes back, we will be looking for at a minimum of nine sets of volunteers for summer of 2022.
Okay, that's great. And when will you start recruiting for those positions?
We typically start looking in the winter. We found out this year the longer you wait in the winter, or maybe even into November, folks start making plans with other parks, and very understandably so. You know, you don't want to be stuck in not making a decision and then you lose an opportunity. So we understand that. For next year, we're probably going to be looking at the October, November timeframe for advertising. And like right now, we are in the November, December work camper news. Our ads in there. So we will be looking in that October, November timeframe for receiving applications, reaching out to folks, interviewing and making selections sometime in November or December.
What's involved in your interview and hiring process?
So our interview process was just developed this year. We leaned heavily on our surrounding projects in our division that have established volunteer programs to set this process up. And typically it just involves getting those applications or getting those emails from folks and reaching out to them, looking through their resumes and their applications, reaching out to the folks that we would like to see go on to the next round, and then just setting up interviews and having an informal conversation with them to see where they're at, what experiences they have. We're really looking for excited and enthusiastic volunteers. We kind of believe that if you have an excited and enthusiastic volunteer, that you can teach them pretty much anything, and they're going to run with it. So we're looking for that in folks. And once the interviews were completed, we had, you know, like I said, four sets of volunteers and 18 folks applied for it. So we had an excellent pool of candidates, and we had the task of kind of necking that down to four sets. And after the interviews, we were able to pick out four out of those 18. And it was a very eye-opening process and very good conversations with folks. And like I said, they're very excited and a very different breed from what we're used to working with for park attendants. Don't get me wrong, our park attendants are excellent, and we stay in touch with a lot of them, but there just seemed like there was, with these volunteers that were applying, just this kind of spark and genuine interest in coming out and trying something different.
Mm-hmm. And what traits and qualifications are you looking for in your work campers?
So we're looking primarily for qualified candidates who are excited about the outdoors and camping and interacting with the public. While we would prefer experience working with the public or managing a campground or something like that, it's fine if they don't have that. We take the approach that if they're energetic and happy and excited to get out here, then we will give them whatever. They're only limited as far as we limit them. So really not any specific skill, more just the enthusiasm. Obviously the landscaping, the park attendant experience, that all is great. And that definitely catches our eye, but we don't want to disqualify anyone because they don't have the experience. You know, we want to give folks that experience.
You're hiring the people and then training for the specific jobs, it sounds like.
Exactly, yes.
Hiring the right people. Okay. And Yep. Is there any kind of training that you provide, or is there a special period set aside for training?
Yeah, so when they get here, typically with the paid park attendants, we have about a week-long training where they go through their contract and their manual and just standard operating procedures here at Albany Falls Dam. With the volunteers, since they are not paid contracted park attendants, we are going to sit down and run through a similar training with them. As you can imagine, there's a lot of nuances within each campground. So whether or not the site 5 at Priest River allows for a tent off next to this tree or closer to the bathroom, that's, you know, small things like that. So we will be running through stuff with them. They'll get training on the R1S system, Recreation One Stop. Due to COVID, we were kind of planning on it, but COVID threw us into it where we're going 100% reservable. And so we are 100% reservable here at the Albany Falls Dam. All 4 campgrounds are. And so that basically the training would just be how to work the system and help folks check in if they need help making a reservation online. It's the same day reservation.
Very good. I looked up on the map and it appears that the dam is just right at the border between Idaho and Washington. Is that right?
Yep. I can actually look out my window at the office here at the dam and see Washington. We're right on the border there.
Okay. And so that means you're only probably less than an hour really from Spokane and Coeur d'Alene.
Oh yeah. Yes. We're about 50 or so minutes, maybe closer to an hour from Spokane, which has all of your larger stores for groceries and entertainment. And then, like you said, yeah, we're just about the same from Coeur d'Alene, distance from Coeur d'Alene. We're about 45 minutes from Sandpoint, which has excellent mountain biking and skiing and snowboarding and great wine tasting, beer tasting. It's a very quickly growing town. Sandpoint is a very beautiful place. It's right on the lake, right at the mouth of the Pend Oreille River, and just pretty much you're about an hour's drive from anything you would want to do in the outdoors. You're right in it here at Albany Falls Dam.
And it also appears you're relatively close to Banff National Park in Canada, which I've heard is just spectacular.
Yep. We're as the panhandle of North Idaho, it takes about 2 hours to drive across the panhandle. And from where we're at, it takes about another 2 hours to drive north and to get up into Canada, actually crossing the border. So we do get a lot of folks come down from Canada and camp with us. We've made a lot of great contacts through that. And we're not too far from Banff either. It's very close to a lot of really beautiful places. And we're smack dab right in the middle of a very gorgeous lake and river as well.
And both Spokane and Coeur d'Alene are very large cities, so there's plenty of shopping to do and entertainment options, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah, that's for us, that's where we do all of our major shopping. They have all of your theaters and your major box stores, and the next biggest city would be Seattle, which is about 5 hours away, and that's where our district office is based out of.
Okay. And is there one piece of advice that you would give to work campers, or is there something that you wish that all the work campers knew before they came to work for you?
Yeah. So the biggest thing that I want work campers to know is if you're thinking about applying for it, please do. We want to talk to you. We want to answer your questions. We're very excited about this new opportunity to offer the volunteer positions at one park next year, three parks in 2022. And we're going to be having a very large opening for these volunteer opportunities. And we want to stress that it's only limited by your imagination within reason for what we can do as volunteers. And I think the possibilities are endless with that. I'd like to let the work campers know that we have new management here, and we're very involved with the public. Our outreach, even with COVID, we're doing our best to reach out and make those connections, make the Coeur better known in the area. And it's just a beautiful place to work and live, and you make lifelong connections here. And I really encourage folks to just, even if you're thinking about it, just give us a call and I'd love to chat with you.
Super. It's sounds like a great opportunity. And where could people get more information if they wanted it?
So you can go to Work Camper. We have an ad in the November, December issue, and we'll be putting more ads in there in the future. We have a Facebook page, Albany Falls Dam. And also, we're also on volunteer.gov, and through word of mouth, other than those three avenues, that's what we're looking at.
Very good. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about this opportunity. It sounds like it would be an ideal position for somebody who really loves being in the outdoors. I mean, that part of the Pacific Northwest is spectacular.
It is. It's really, really beautiful. And I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk to me, Greg. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Best of luck for 2021. It's got to be better.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure it will be.
I'm glad I had the opportunity to talk to Park Ranger Andrew Hubbleston with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers project at Albany Falls, Idaho. He's in the process of shifting his workforce from paid contractors to volunteer work campers, and the first few work campers he hires will have a tremendous opportunity to help define what the job looks like and to set expectations for future work campers. It sounds like relatively easy work that won't take up a lot of time as the work campers interact with guests, check them into their sites, and do some light cleaning. Providing just 24 hours of campsite coverage during the week, spread out over a few days, will certainly give volunteers plenty of time to take advantage of the many recreation opportunities that the region offers. It's one of my favorite places to visit in America. It offers stunning natural beauty with vast, wide open spaces. If you like to hike, fish, backpack, or go boating, this would be a great job for you. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is a fun small city, is about an hour away, and Spokane, Washington is about an hour away in the other direction. Canada is less than 2 hours away as well. The project has enough volunteers for the 2021 season, but Andrew is looking for volunteers in 2022, at which time he'll be transitioning two more campgrounds over to volunteer attendance. He estimates he'll need 9 sets of volunteers in 2022. Ideally, the volunteers will be people who are excited about camping, working outdoors, and interacting with the public. People who have had experience working at or managing a campground are preferred, but Andrew said enthusiasm for the opportunity is what will really set candidates apart. He will provide specific job training upon arrival. For more information about working at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers project in Albany Falls, Idaho, visit www.volunteer.gov, check out the project's Facebook page, or look for ads and upcoming issues of WorkCaper News. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by WorkCaper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear, because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For just $29.95 for 90 days of access, Dreamers have unlimited viewing of 50-plus videos to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, setting up a domicile, operating a small business on the road, plus all about work camping and how to find the right job for you. Each video is 30 to 90 minutes long, giving you in-depth coverage on each topic. There's no wrong time to get started, so for more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. That's all I have for today's show. I have a bunch of interviews scheduled over the next few days, so I'm not exactly sure which one will feature next. So please join me again next week for another episode of The WorkCaper Show. Thanks for listening.